just wanted to circle back to see if you guys have some.
Hey, is Ken there?
If you have a minute, go ahead and give me a call.
Oh, okay.
Hello, Norms.
Hey, I was looking for Norminer. Is he in?
Yeah, this is Norm.
Hey, Norm. It's Kyle over here at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
All right.
That's great. Great to hear. The reason I call here is you guys had done some working capital a couple of years back. Does that sound familiar?
Looks like it was I actually have something out. Now with Rapid Advance. Yep.
Rapid Advance. Okay, nice. And how are you liking that?
It's working okay.
It's working okay. Right on. Okay. Yeah, that was actually the reason I called. Is you guys had a pretty good relationship with them over there, and we were able to get you a pre-approval for some equipment and capital as well. So wanted to really touch base and see how business was treating you and everything here years in.
Well, actually not bad. I mean, it's a little slowed up a little bit, so, you know, things ain't moving as much, but...
Yeah, a little slow time down to during the holiday season, it seems like, with the auto industry there.
Yeah, it usually does around the holiday season, and that's the time that actually you need the extra, you know?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, I understand that completely. You guys, how long was the original turn you took out over there through Rapid?
It's usually a 10-month thing, so we got probably six, seven months to go, I would think.
Okay, and you guys
hasn't been that long, you know.
No, yeah, definitely. And was that like the second time you worked with them over there, or multiple times, or
actually like maybe the third or fourth time?
Okay, so you guys have a pretty good relationship.
Yeah, not too bad. I mean, they're a little tough sometimes to get. Like, now I could use some extra, but, you know, they don't like doing that when you get something, you know, it hasn't been that long. So they want you to pay it up first and then go, you know?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And you said it usually like 10 months and you probably have like 6 or 7 months left there.
Yeah, I would think so.
Okay.
I didn't really look, but it's, you know, a little while,
okay. No, yeah, the reason I ask is over here the way we like to do it is halfway through your term, if you need more money halfway through, and we see, you know, you've been doing everything on time and whatnot, we actually are able to kind of give you a little refinance kind of deal there and shoot you a little extra additional capital on top.
Right.
You might maybe be interested in adding some additional cash here at year's end.
Well, I could use some, but I don't know how that would work. I already got them, so.
No, yeah, I understand. But I know you mentioned a couple seconds back that you could use a little extra there. What, just to increase your inventory, or just kind of float you through the slower season?
Well, try to get through the slow season without having any issues, you know.
Yeah, no, definitely.
I bought a bunch of vehicles, and right now they're not moving. They will, but right now they're not. So it'd be nice to have a little something to fall back on if you needed it, you know?
Of course. No, that's completely understandable. That's the way, that's kind of why this capital program was designed, and, you know, that's one big advantage, kind of give you a little extra, you know, kind of like a bridge until the busier season hits there. Okay. Well, on that 10-month term you originally took out with them, how much did you borrow?
I think it was like 15,000, I think.
15,000?
Yep.
And were you set up on what kind of payments?
They take it out every time a credit card payment goes through. They take so much.
It's like a percentage?
Yeah, they're taking a percentage now. They're taking a lot, too.
Are they?
A lot more than what I thought they were going to take.
Okay.
Yep.
No, yeah, understandable. Yeah, that's kind of the way it works. Over here, we don't do it like that. We kind of give you, just to give you a better idea, when we, like, if we go through the process, we approve you for the highest amount we can give you, and you have the ability to either take the full amount or kind of say, oh, you know what, I actually only need a couple, you know, a couple grand right now just to get some inventory. That's perfectly fine, too. But when we do it like that, we kind of give you a fixed payback, so we're not actually taking a percentage out like that. Well, what, just to get a better idea here, what we might be able to do for you, just in, you know, I know you might be looking for a little extra cash there. What did you guys do in top line revenue for your gross annual sales last year?
The gross was 386 something.
386, okay. Nice. So, and you probably owe maybe, you know, 12 or somewhere around there left on that loan you have out through Rapid then, I would say, probably, right?
I don't really know. I'm not sure. I'd have to look and see.
Okay, yeah, just kind of getting a ballpark. But okay, right on. With the based, because the capital program we do over here, we base it off of your sales, so it's not, it doesn't lean too much on the credit side. We see, like, if you're having money coming in and out each month and your ending balances are looking good, we're able to assume you can kind of cash flow the note there. So really, if you were looking to get a little extra cash, what do you think you might be looking for? Another 15K or so?
Yeah, probably 10 or 15, you know.
10 to 15? Okay. Well, we have a couple different options here. Is Rapid the only capital loan you have out right now?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah, the only ones I've done business with, you know.
Okay, no, yeah, and it sounds like you guys got a pretty good relationship. It's just, you know, it seems like it kind of sounds maybe a little expensive, especially with the percentage. I know that's not always the best way to do things there. So we have two options. We can either try to get you, you pay off your Rapid Advance loan and get you around maybe 10 to 15,000 on top of that. So consolidate it all into one loan, and we would go from there. So we'd square everything off with Rapid and then deposit the additional funds into your, directly into your business checking account. That's one way we could go. Or we could look at just giving you an additional 15K as a second position. So since you already have one through Rapid, it wouldn't be too bad to just do a second position over here. Because, you know, we kind of understand the way you kind of got to balance the funds from one place to another. They're not all coming in at once.
So how does that work with you? Do you, we make a monthly payment to you, or how does that work?
We have a few different options over here. It could be anything from, like they do their percentage, it could go from a daily, weekly, or monthly payment.
Oh, okay. Kind of depends. You just take it right out of the account?
Yeah, straight out of your account. Yep.
Yep.
So it's really painless, simple. I know you guys probably got a lot going on over there, and financing is the least of your worries. But so when just to get a better idea of your guys' business, you do you go to the auction quite a bit over there?
Yeah, yep.
Okay, nice. A couple times a week, or?
Yeah, usually one or two times a week.
Okay.
Right now, I probably won't go because, like you said, wait till some of this stuff moves. To get any more, but, you know, like you said, it'd be nice to have a little extra to get through.
Yeah, just to, while you're not turning cars around as quickly, you're able to have a little additional cash just to kind of, you know, square everything away, and then next thing you know, it's the beginning of the year, and people are coming in left and right after they're getting their tax money, and you're all squared back away. Yeah, exactly. Just the way the ups and downs work of the auto business throughout the year then.
Yep.
Okay. Also, your ending balances on your bank accounts, are those normally in the positive there? Or what do you think those look like? Yeah? Okay.
Yeah, there's never been any negatives.
No, that's great. That's great to hear. Then you're staying above everything then. That's awesome. And so do you have like a deadline at all when it starts, you know, you might actually be in, I know it sounds like right now you're still pretty comfortable, but anytime soon you might start have like a little pinch for cash or anything like that?
Well, yeah, it could be. What to do that second thing, what would we need to set something like that up?
Oh, for the second position?
Yeah.
Okay. Really all we would need is the application, which is just one page, take you a couple minutes to fill out, nothing crazy, really simple. We'd have to take a look at your 6 months of your bank statements, just so we could see how much cash is coming in and out and how many times a month you deposit. And then lastly, your business tax return, your most recent one, so we can see the ownership breakdown of the company and your gross annual sales, just you know, so we can see that all on paper. And then I did forget to ask, are you the 100% owner over there?
Yeah. Yep.
Awesome. And how long have you guys been in business?
I've been here since 1999.
Oh, so quite some time. Were you in the auto industry before, or did you kind of just decide to... Okay.
No, I was there. Yep.
Awesome. Okay. Well, right on. And usually when you say when you pick up some inventory and whatnot, what's your like return on your investment for like if you pick up four or five cars from the auction or something like that? How quickly can you flip those normally?
Well, when it's a good time, they move right away. But like you said, right now with the holidays coming and people got to buy oil, it always slows down a little bit, you know?
Yeah, definitely. I see that.
A little bit longer, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
I usually sell right around 100 to 120 a year, you know? Not a big operation.
No, yeah, a little smaller business there, but, you know, nothing wrong with that. You're able to make a honest living for yourself and, you know, have a little fun driving the cars every once in a while, too, I'm sure, right?
Yep.
Yeah, that's awesome. My dad's actually in the car business, so growing up all my life with driving whatever he sells, because he says, I'm not going to sell someone, you know, something that I don't drive, so that's kind of always been his little motto there, which is
yeah, that's
cool
the way we do it here. We drive them till we know what they are.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. All right, so have you kind of looked into anywhere else yet to do anything additional, or just this kind of just pop up?
Yeah, just kind of.
Just kind of fell across your plate? Okay.
Yeah,
well, nice.
That's it.
Alrighty, well, Norm, what I'll tell you is I can wrap up the conversation here. We can I can shoot you some documents, the one-page application, and also I did forget to mention, just so, well, would you be, you were looking more along the just doing a second position than just additional capital, it sounds like?
Probably, yeah. I'd have to give it all some thought. I don't really know, but I'd have to give it some thought and go from there, but that probably be a way to do it, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Just so you can have, you know, it's always nice to know a couple different people, especially when you're, you know, the economy's kind of shaky and whatnot. So that'd be cool to keep both of us on hand there.
Let me give you my fax number, and then you can send me over some stuff, because I got some customers here, so.
Okay, no worries. And does fax work better than email for you?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah?
401.
Okay.
710.
Okay.
9634.
All right,
yeah,
perfect.
Okay.
I will
give you a return phone number and stuff for you so I can give you a call when I look this over and I get a little time, you know?
Definitely. I will have that all sent over here shortly, and it'll just have the list of stuff we'll need, and then when's a good time for me to follow up with you, you think?
It's hard to say. I mean, maybe tomorrow or the next day.
Alrighty, and does this time usually work well, or like later on in the afternoon?
It's really hard to say, because right now I'm here by myself, so it's kind of a little bit hectic, you know?
Yeah, definitely. But, alrighty, and then lastly, before you go, when do you think, if everything works out and you're not too busy, when do you think you might be able to get everything back in?
I don't know. I'm not sure. Like I said, I got some customers standing here to pick up their vehicles, so.
No worry, Norm. Well, I will get back in touch with you in the next couple days if I don't hear anything back.
Okay.
Alrighty. Bye.
Bye.